Hi guys, welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host Nadel Kavuchi. Welcome back to yet another episode. This is episode 110, the March shenanigans. We're done with season 10 basically. The next season is season 11. I'm so excited and glad for that. It's quite a milestone. I'm so excited about that. So if you're new here, the shenanigans segment stroke episode is an episode that I have where I get to recap my month. And guys, I mean, I think March has been such a dull month because I haven't gone outside or like I haven't done like an activity or just something that, you know, is extra. And I just don't like that. I don't like how that sounds, you know. So yeah. But for the month of April to December, I really just want to do something. Even if it's visiting art galleries or just going to places to experience something new or just you know, something out of the ordinary. Yeah, I'll be glad. But this month of March, I think it has been a month of nature. You know, if you follow the Instagram page of the podcast, that is at Just Figuring It Out podcast, the link is always on the description box. You guys will see I've been posting like on a weekly basis a lot of nature stuff. So I think I can say the month of March, you know, has been a nature discovery month for me. Yeah. And I'm just doing life. Oh my God. Being an adult is so, it's so shady. Guys, it's so shady. So I'll start with the book of the month. The book of the month I was reading in the fullness of Purpose by Edith Njage. Okay, I hope I've not butchered that name. So this is a spiritual book, if I'm not wrong. Even last month's book, Hearing the Voice of God, is a spiritual book. Also this, In the Fullness of Purpose. I really love this book. You guys know how I love reading books, and the shorter they are, the better and the juicier it gets for me. Because I remember basically this book, I read the book in like 2 days. I didn't even just say one, because the first day I just like did like a few perusal. Then the second time I was reading this book, I basically just finished it. It has like 100 pages, so 100 pages is not a lot for a day. Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. And I had mentioned it last year that I want to read a lot of African literature. So this book is by a Kenyan author. Yeah, she's into a lot of business, and as per the book, she says that her purpose is in nurturing the African youth. It's a really nice book, and what I love about this book is the kind of order and the kind of manner she's presenting her thoughts. And I love the heart. I love the heart. I have I love the hard copy, like the outer appearance of the book. It's really, really nice, you know. I'm just looking at the few inspos that I can get from her. They're really, really nice. So as I was saying, I love the manner in which she has presented her thoughts and how she brings about purpose. So basically, the book is divided into four parts, and I'll try just mentioning little things that are in each part of the book. So before I start that, what do I want to say? We've had this conversation with my mom and I think a few of my friends about purpose, you know, living in your purpose, discovering what's your purpose in life. And the outcome of that conversation, majority of the time, is the fact that, I mean, I don't understand, or you shall be living a very, I don't say useless, because I think useless is such a strong word, but living life, you know, just waking up in the morning and you're like, hey, let me go to work. I'm done with the day. I've brought bread onto the table. You'd be living a very useless in quotes. You guys don't follow me, useless in quotes, life. If as a person you haven't identified what's your purpose in life, what do you want to do with your life? Why are you in this earth, you know? And if you feel like you don't know your purpose, it's not even if you feel like you don't know your purpose, if you know you don't know your purpose, this is the book you should definitely get. I got this book as a gift, so I think it's readily available everywhere in Kenya, because if I got it, you can also get it. So I'll start dissecting four parts of the book, and I cannot overemphasize how I love authors who keep it short and precise and you still get the word. I mean, good work, Edith. So the first bit of the book, I said it was very organized. She talks about finding purpose and just the whole, just like an intro of what purpose is. And one thing that really stood out, or I think we've even had this conversation, is the part that I can be a lawyer, but my purpose in life is not to defend people, you know, or I can be a teacher, but my purpose in life is not to teach or to educate people. So basically what I'm trying to say is, most times, like, people want to be lawyers, people want to be teachers. What has driven them, majority of them, is, you know, that desire to educate, to do this and that, but in the current Kenya that we live in, sometimes you just find yourself in careers or in positions where you're just like, man, I need to make this bag. I need to catch this bag. So there's that. So what she's trying to say in the introduction of the book is that not necessarily the career you are in or whatever you're doing in life describes your purpose, you know, particular purpose in life. So yeah, basically that was it. And part two, she was now getting deeper into it and she was talking about being rooted in purpose. And one thing I really, really loved about that, she talked about, you know, the way purpose sometimes can take a lot of time and such a huge period until you're like, ah, but God, you said I'm supposed to do this. Why is it that I'm not even seeing a seedling of this, leave alone the fruit of what you said you're going to do? Just a seedling of it, I can't see. So in part two, she's talking about being rooted in your purpose. And one thing she said is that Yes, you can be patient as you wait for this, as you're waiting for God to nurture you, as you're waiting for God to, you know, give you the fruit of whatever you're believing Him for. And it's just actually a quote. She said, patience is not the ability of just waiting, but to wait well. I mean, do you know what it means to wait well? Gosh, guys, I feel like I'm going deep into this, but I just want to give like just a shallow review of the book. I think I'll have a full episode about this because I really, that's how much I thoroughly enjoyed this book. So I'll go to part three. I'll have a separate episode just to talk about this book and purpose in general. So guys, be on the lookout for that. I just want to brush through this. So the third part, she talked about surrendering to purpose, basically meaning that, for example, if my purpose in life is to educate the youth about navigating life, right? There are obstacles, there are things that might come along the way, there are good opportunities that might come along the way, but these opportunities don't align with whatever purpose I have in this earth. So basically, surrendering to the purpose means to give your all to this particular purpose, whether it's bearing fruits or not. Yes. Then the last thing she was talking about is purpose, leaving behind a legacy, in the sense, like, let's take an example of Chris Kirubi. I remember the time he died, a lot of people said they got to learn a lot from him. Chris Kirubi was the kind of person who will give people the opportunity to, like, grow. Yeah. So what kind of legacy would you want to leave behind, you know, when that time comes, when that time you're dead and nini comes? What type of legacy would you want to leave behind, and it should be aligned with your purpose? So guys, I'll definitely have a whole episode about this, because this book is extremely, extremely juicy. The next thing I want to talk about, I remembered, I told you guys that I'll share with you podcast that I have discovered and I've really loved and I like. One of the podcasts is called True Crime Podcast. I'm sure you guys have seen me hyping that podcast up. True Crime Podcast is a Kenyan podcast that, you know, talks about crime and all that. So what the host is doing in this episodes, she's just, you know, like going through cases and telling a story. And I'm telling you, this lady, oh my God, I don't know, it's just that her name has disappeared in my head, but I love her storytelling methods. I mean, she even has a time where she gets to pause and she's like, and this and that happened. It is so nice and so interesting to listen to. And I keep on saying this, I love when I get to hear like Kenyan podcasters. I know I can relate to stories, I can relate to that place, you know. If she mentions Dakura, I'm like, hey, okay, I know how Nax looks like, you know. It's really nice, it's really fun than listening to podcasts of you know, of other countries and all that stuff. I love this podcast. I will put a link to her show in the description box. I also love the song, the intro song that they're using. It's in line with whatever content she's sharing. And there's this particular episode that just cracked me up. So in this particular episode, she was talking about a young man who was a notorious notorious criminal, notorious thief in Nakuru. And in this particular time, they had gone with his friends to steal from a tycoon. So in the process of stealing, one of the girls who's in the household, basically the tycoon was his uncle. So the niece of the tycoon, okay, what am I saying? The lady, which was like a daughter to the tycoon, she was very beautiful and very captivating. And this this lady made these guys to be arrested because this particular guy was interested in her, nini. After they've stolen from this tycoon, the guy texts the lady and he's like, "Hi, you know, sorry for what happened. We didn't know this and that will take place. We didn't know that you're there, but can we meet up?" The guy even sent this lady money, and I'm like, man, those are the dumbest way to get caught and dumbest way to die. But I tell you, something must kill a man. But this episode is really, really funny and really hilarious. I know I'm laughing right now and you guys are like, this Sharia has gone mad. But it's truly funny when you get to listen to that particular episode. I've listened to a couple of podcasts. This one, it's called Let It to God. It's a nice podcast. I love the fact that they're focusing on things that maybe a lot of Christian creators would, you know, like shy away from, and they're like, I can talk about God but not about that. I love that about it. There's this particular episode that I wanted to share with you guys. Of course, you guys, you know, Sharon Mwangi, the best kept secret. I've been listening to her episodes for a while, since she started, basically, because I mean, she's as good as new in the podcasting space, but a long time YouTuber, because, you know, I've known her way back from YouTube. So in this particular episode, she had Joyce Omondi as a guest. I know she's married. I don't know what's her name. Okay. So in this particular episode, they were talking about the biblical aspect of femininity. It was really, really nice and really cute. And they had a lot of gems in that particular episode. I'll also share that the link on the description box so you guys can go and listen to this episode. And what Joyce was saying about this, she was saying that as a woman, as women, you should ensure that you always show up at the best version of yourself. If the best version of yourself means getting dressed up, having makeup on, do you, girl. If the best version of yourself means getting that master's, getting that PhD, do you. You know, do you. That is what she was saying. She was saying as women, we should always strive to show up at our best all the time, you know, and not, you know, like downplaying our achievements or, you know, laying low because, oh my God, I don't want people to know that I have a master's. I don't want people to know that I drive this and this and that. And it was a nice conversation. And trust Sharon. She brought about the question of submission. What does submission truly means in the biblical aspect? Because she said, when you look at submission traditionally, or how the society brings it out, society brings submission out as, you know, as a woman, you should be humble, you should not share your opinions, you should be silent. When your husband or when your man is talking, you're like, okay, yes, yes, yes. You cannot even share your opinion. You cannot even say know the society, or I can say culturally, they bring submission as inferiority, yeah, in like something that is very inferior, something that is lowering women, you know, downplaying, blah blah blah, and all that stuff. And Joyce actually gave this particular Bible verse. I can't remember it, guys, but it was just talking about submission, the way wives should submit to their husbands, and the way husbands should love their wives just as Christ loved the church. It was a really nice conversation. There in submission, that was the tea. That was everything about it. So I loved how Joyce was giving her explanation, and how she was saying, even in the Bible, we see the way Jesus treats women. Look at the women at the, look at the Samaritan woman. She's a Samaritan, but Jesus, at the end of the day, Jesus, you know, asked her for water. So also Jesus placed women, or he regarded women very highly. And I can say one takeaway from this conversation, and I think we should have this particular conversation. I'm thinking of having a podcast episode about, we already talked about femininity, about submission, and all that stuff. It was a nice one. I'll definitely link that on the description box. Okay, I feel like I'm... I should just keep my mouth shut. Finally. Because I know this... the project that you guys have been waiting for is finally out. I remember since the beginning of the year, I've been telling you guys the song that is cooking, the song that be out once we celebrate our anniversary. By the way, happy anniversary to us. Man, this is 3 years down the line. If you don't follow the Instagram page, gosh, you're missing out on the juice. You're missing out on the juice. I dropped something on the 28th of March. You guys, I know I blast your phones. I know you guys are not ready for that. But yeah, I'll definitely talk about the experience I had at that other place as I got the shoot for the podcast as we're celebrating the third year. And I'm just super grateful for you guys. Again, this is why you should follow the Instagram page. So if you haven't seen the photos for the anniversary, you should head to the Instagram page for the podcast. That is at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. It's the link is always on the description box. So I've also launched a Telegram channel for the podcast. And wow. Of course, I would have gone for the Instagram channel, but I wanted a place where we can all interact, where we can all talk. And this is, I found this way better and way easier for us to interact and know each other as a community. And I think this is, technically, this is so, is super easy than the voice note. I know the voice note has a lot of technicality, and this is quite easy for you guys. So the Telegram channel is just a community for us all to interact in the podcast, and I shall be having theme of the month. I shall be sharing my journal prompts that I use on a weekly basis. This is the place to be. Again, if you want to be part of this Telegram channel, you can just DM the podcast Instagram page, and I'll send you a link to be part of this community. Guys, don't miss out on being part of a community of this community. It's such a fun place. It's such a lit place. You guys are not ready for this. Yeah. So that is that. I'm really excited, by the way. I've just heard that Single Kiasi have their season 3 out. So I'm definitely going to watch it, because I mean, the last episode, the girls were just on another level. And of course, Minnie was my favorite. I just love Minnie's personality. She's that kind of a person. I mean, you're saying this about me? I really don't care. She really has this strong personality, and she's like, man, you love me, you don't love me, I'm still breathing. I really don't care about that. I just love her. So guys, I'll give you a feedback after I've watched Single Kiasi. Also want to catch up with Second Family. I remember the last time I left Second Family, the family were not excited with, you know, Leo's decision. I mean, this guy, all along, I thought that Leo was dead. Then he just resurrects from nowhere. Oh my God. So I want to catch up with that. And I'll give you guys some feedback after that. Yeah.